Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 4, verses 10 through 23. You know, God is really good at baiting people to misbehave. As a matter of fact, I'd have to say he's a real master at it.
Hello and welcome to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. And again, we are left with some really weird-ass stuff happening. Apparently, someone's getting slain, or says if someone gets slain, it gets even worse. It's just like, God, this book is just starting out so bizarrely. I mean, I've seen less drama on a daytime soap opera. I'm just saying.
I've seen better written drama on a daytime soap opera.
That's saying something, because those are actually captivating sometimes. I mean, I was younger, I got captivated by them, because during the summertime, I really didn't have much to do. It was like, oh, I got to watch this soap. And it's like, oh, okay. Of course, then it went away, because no one was watching it, apparently.
Yes, that was the case with one. I can't even remember the name of it, but it had witches and things on it. It was so funny. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I do remember the name of it. I just don't want to say it, because it was like, it just reveals too much about me, I guess. 424, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. Again, some more weird sentences. Cain shall be avenged sevenfold. How do you avenge somebody sevenfold? I mean, you can only kill somebody once again. Apparently, Lamech kills a man. He claims that since Cain's murder would be punished sevenfold, whoever murders him shall be punished 70-fold. Again, you know, I may have read that in the last one. That sounds completely fair. I mean, if you kill somebody who just killed somebody, then you're going to get killed sevenfold, 70-fold, even more than that. Is this like a bad interest loan with a loan shark? If you like take out $10, you come back the next day, you owe like $1,000. You know, I'm just saying, like, that's like way. It's 70-fold. I'm not doing the math on this, because it just doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like Amway.
It does sound like Amway. Yeah. He's selling Amway only in death.
That's kind of demotivational.
It is. It kind of is demotivational. But I don't want to get an Amway that kill somebody, you get killed seven times. Maybe they have a sarcophagus. You know, have you ever seen the TV show Stargate? Someone dies, you put them in a sarcophagus, they come back because it's, you know, electronic magic and whatever, and so you can kill them again and again and again and again. That's just sick torture, man. I'm just saying.
Personally, I think that Amway is a lot like death. So, Cain being avenged sevenfold. So, if you kill Cain, who was a murderer, it's avenging his death. That doesn't make sense either. But we've already went over that. And so, Lamech's thinking that this is a good thing I can claim, because it's going to keep people from. I'm assuming that we're saying that, you know, that yourself and your wife and your kids and your dog and your sheep, they'll all be killed too.
So we're going to kill you and your family and your family's family and everybody you know until we get to the last one. It says there's a little baby, sevenfold plus one in, and they go, oh, we killed your parents, but you're not included in that sevenfold, so we're going to let you go.
Have fun
storming the castle. Sorry.
Bye-bye. Yes. 425. Oh, okay. And Adam knew his wife again.
Fucked his wife again. He got the chance to fuck her three times now.
So much has happened. I don't know why we haven't, but
they're coming back to Adam and Eve again.
Yep.
Notice how they just referred to him as the wife. Hi, I'm Adam, and that's the wife. No name here. She's not even named now. She doesn't even she's the supposedly the mother of all living people, but all of a sudden now she doesn't even get a name. She's like, yeah, there's the wife. You know.
But she did have a name. Is this a different wife? What? We assume it's Eve. We're just supposed to write that in.
I guess we're supposed to assume it's the wife, because, you know, there's no talking about divorce or she died or anything. But the thing is, the fact is, I guess they're assuming that you already know that it's Eve, And so she doesn't even need to be named. But then why do they need to even name Adam? So anyway, I'm sorry, I apologize for interrupting you. Go ahead and finish the line.
And she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew.
So they're still hung up on the whole Cain killing Abel again. So, all right, well, I guess now they're finally addressing the problem. It's like, well, you know, we made one, so I guess the only way we can do now is just replace it.
And that's more bad parenting. That's not a replacement of the son. You don't have a baby just to replace. That's no. This is anyway.
You know, I actually knew somebody that that had something. Well, not quite similarly happen. I mean, they had a family. They went through. They drove through a stop sign. Got hit from the side. Their younger daughter died in the accident. And later, a few years later, they had another child. So they basically just replaced one with another.
Well, to have another child, I don't fault people for that. But I don't think it's psychologically good for the child to grow up saying, yeah, I'm replacement for this dead kid.
Yeah.
They should be wanted because they were wanted, not
right.
Because you have a hole in your heart now, blah, blah.
I think that's what this is they have a hole in their heart and an Abel-shaped hole in their heart that, you know, brought God the sheep. And so God could go, kill something for me, kill something for me, you know. But yeah, he says, appointed me another seed of Abel. So basically they're saying a seed of Abel, where it's replacing Abel, I guess. Apparently in the notation is, way to go, Adam. So he's that means you got lucky. That's the only reason men have sex or have children is to say, yeah, see, I had sex. I have proof. That's the only proof I have. Otherwise, it's just a tall tale at this point. I had sex with a stripper down at the Playboy Mansion. Did you have kids with her? No. Fuck, I don't believe you. I don't know. You could be telling the truth. You could be telling a lie. I don't know. And 4:26, and to Seth, to him there was born a son, and he called his name Enos, and began men to call upon his name of the Lord. So Seth was born a son. So Seth was a transgender person that just happened to be had his female parts.
Oh, jeez.
So it doesn't say Seth had a wife. He just said Seth had a son. No name of how many wives. Where did he find his wife?
What do you call that when somebody has both male and female parts?
It's been all right. There is a word for it, but a lot of people really hate it. It's called it starts with an N. I can't think of the name.
I can't either. I suppose it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter, I guess. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I can hear you typing, trying to find out what it is.
Hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite. They would start with H. There's not even an N in that word. I was throwing myself off, apparently. Hermaphrodite. Yeah, hermaphrodite. It's not a fun... People don't like that word, I guess. But it's out there. I mean, it happens in plants.
You know, if you read this that way, that he is a hermaphrodite, and he had a child, the next part almost makes sense. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe that the fact that this he/she had a child, now people started believing in God, or they were crying out to God because they go, oh, I don't want that to happen to me.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't want you to know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Moving on to Genesis 5.
Yes, 5:1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him.
Which is a lot of word salad, basically.
We have a genealogy.
Yeah, the generations of Adam. It doesn't, the women, no. You don't do generations from men because men don't have the babies. The women have the babies. You do, and you don't do it just from one side. You do it from both. If your tree, if your family tree does not fork, if you there's a problem. This tree is not forking, but there's a lot of forking going on, but not that kind of forking.
No. Oh, okay. The generations of Adam.
Yeah, there's the first indication, yeah.
All right.
5:2, male and female created he them and blessed them and called them and called their name Adam and in the called their name Adam in the day when they were created. So he's just reiterating what he's already told us. Why tell us again? This is the third time. Yeah, now it's the third time. It's like, yeah, we're doing the whole creation story all over again. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you about how I just created everything, even though I just fucking told you about it. this is like it's like grandpa who's told you the same story four times. Yeah, in my day, we didn't have thermometers. We had to stick our finger up our ass and take out the wetness and put it in the air. And then tells you that same story 5 minutes later.
Except he changes it and modifies it. Because now we have God made male and female and blessed them. Yeah, and
it's going back to the first version of the creation story. This one supports the first version of the creation story, not the second. Because the second one, he creates Adam and then creates Eve later on. This one is saying he created Adam and Eve together. But I think this one here, or this in this version of it, this one, the wife, because it's not named, is probably the Lilith one.
Well, I get the impression that this is not just man singly. This is mankind. It's like he made as I read it, I'm like, wait, is this just singular Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. or is this he created a bunch of people?
Now there is a notation here. It's very interesting. I didn't think about this, but I'm seeing it now. It says God created man and a woman, and he called their name Adam. So the woman's name was Adam too. Apparently, hi, I'm Adam. This is my husband Adam. This is my wife Adam. just to make sure that, you know, there's only two of us here, but we'd want to make sure nobody confuses or forget anybody's name. We're both Adam, okay? Let's just keep it simple. Okay, Adam, let's go over here and fuck. So now you don't know who's telling who to come over here and fuck. It could be the wife. It could be the husband. We don't know.
5:3, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness and after his image. And called his name Seth.
Okay, apparently now we've missed the first two. They skipped Cain and Abel. We went right into Seth.
Yep.
And now we say how long Adam lived. He lived 130 years. Okay, but God said he was going to die. You know, if he ate of the fruit of knowledge, he was going to die. If someone told me, if you drink that bleach, you're going to die, then I would expect to die because, you know, it's a poison. And I'm not expected to live an additional 100 and some odd years out of that.
Wait, no, this is saying that at 130 years is when Seth was born.
Right. Well, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness. So he looked just like him. So his mother could never tell him apart, his father and his son. It's like, Adam, which one are you? I don't know. You got to pull down your pants because I can't tell. Which one is which? I'll just fuck you both. I don't care.
God. Well, if you look at the next verse here, though.
Oh, yeah, true. And 5:4. And in the days of Adam, he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. So he's basically, wait, is he fucking his daughters? Oh, he fucked. It says, he begat his sons and daughters.
He fathered.
Okay, because they said begat, used the word begat, or, well, I guess maybe they know, I guess. All right, the notation here is, finally, sometime in the next 800 years, Adam begat some daughters. These nameless ones are the first and nearly the last girls to be born in the Bible.
He did also have more sons.
Yeah, right? He had more sons.
They weren't important enough to
name them. Yeah, he had sons and daughters. No names. Everybody else that was that came before them and the other ones, we needed to know who those people were. Well, except for their wives. We didn't need to know them because, you know, they're just women. We don't need to talk about them at all. They're just tits and something for us to fuck. That's all they are. They're not important.
Well, personally, I'm going to regret saying this, but it's not like there's not going to be another genealogy in the Bible.
There's going to be probably another genealogy in the Bible? No. Say it isn't so, Connie. Say it isn't so.
Sure. Okay. It's not true. But I'm lying. Oh, gosh. Yeah, after you begat Seth, 800 years. Jeez. Okay.
That's a long time.
He's 930 years old.
Right.
There we go. And 5:5. And all of the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
I bet he was just his wife is just nagging to death. It's like, what are you gonna get out and clean out the gutters? I'm 500 years old. I can't even get it up anymore. You want me to climb a ladder and clean out the gutters? Oh my God! Would you just fucking kill me already?
Oh my gosh! I don't understand. Well, I do understand what apologists say, how people lived to be this old, and it's bullshit.
Yeah. Now this one here, there is a notation on this one. It says that the amazing long lives of the patriarchs. That's very interesting. All the patriarchs have all lived very long lives. That would be the guys. No mention of how long the women lived. Did they live just as long? Did they just like he just take a new wife every 100 years? So he's had 8, 9 wives, maybe 10. I don't know. Maybe he got rid of one. Maybe he got one that was just didn't want to make him a sandwich. He knocked her off and just went and got another one. I don't know. It doesn't say.
So evidently that curse that he experienced in the garden was just a really delayed effect.
It was very delayed by, 800 years? 900 years? 900 years. Very delayed 900 years. If someone told me if I drink this bleach, you're going to die, but I live for 900 years, I don't think I'd believe them because I'd be like going, well, it's day one past that point. It's now 100 years past that point. It's now 500 years past that point. I've just forgotten about it by that time.
So when believers say Jesus is coming soon, we can just go, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's 900 years from now, Connie. Maybe it's the year 2000 something. Maybe it's 2900 something. That's what they're talking about. I'm just saying, I won't be around to see it, but you know, because 900 years from now,
broken watch is right twice a day.
Yeah.
Unless it's digital,
then it's just flashing 12 o'clock or broken or doesn't even work at all.
Doesn't even light up.
Yeah, it doesn't even light up anymore. 5:6. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. So he had, again, he had his son at 105 years old. How did he even get it up at that point? I'm just saying. He must have had a little bit of help. A lot of help. It was like, he probably had someone coming over with a milking machine. You know.
I don't understand this. We're talking about human beings, right? This just doesn't make any sense. At 100 years old, are you? Is that like a teenager? Is that like a 16-year-old?
I don't know. Does that make it? Yeah. Maybe he really had it going on. And he had the really good DNA. You know, that's what they say, that they had better DNA back then. And now our DNA is degraded. That's why we don't live so long, which is absolutely not true, because we are living longer lives from even just a generation ago to now.
Yeah.
I mean, our lifespans have actually been increasing since we've been keeping records. I mean, accurate records. Someone who lived in the 1800s or 1700s didn't expect to live past age 30 or 40. If you did, you were expected to be anticipated to be an old man. That's you. They thought of you as an old man if you live past 30. Nowadays, we have people living into their hundreds, well, 800 anyway.
Immunizations, antibiotics, mm-hmm. good dental care, all of these things have extended our lives.
Yeah.
And it's amazing understanding just basic physiology of our bodies. It's we are very fortunate, I think, to live this time.
We are probably in the best days of human history right now.
Yes. Yes. Let's see, 5:7. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters.
Again, no names of the sons and daughters. They're not important. You people are not. Hey, I fucked your mother because Seth is probably a, that word, the starts with the H. He just popped him out himself.
Hermaphrodite,
yeah. Like I said, there's some people who don't like the word hermaphrodite. They get really sensitive about that word. I apologize just for, comedic effect. That's what we're using this word. If you take offense at it, I'm sorry. It's just,
would people take offense at
that? I don't know. There's some people
it's just a medical term.
Some people find, because some people say it's not a real thing and they will it's offensive because they think it's towards transgender people, whatever.
What's offensive is when, doctors, when a child is born like that, that a doctor will advise the parents, advise them, we'll just go ahead and make a choice for this child what they're going to be.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
But anyway, that's what I find awful about that.
Yeah. Did you read 5:7 already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 5:8. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. After 900 years and 912 years, and then suddenly he died. It's like, what really killed him? All those candles on the birthday cake. Somebody put up too many. He went to go blow them out, and his face caught on fire. And he just died of smoke inhalation at that point.
Beards and birthday cakes with multiple candles, not a good thing.
Yeah, definitely not a good combination. That much hair, whoosh, whoosh.
Can I suggest that we just kind of read through these a little bit, because it's pretty much this, it's almost like a sing song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just saying the same thing over and over again. We'll just do that for this next set of lines here, because there's really, it's just repeating the same kind of shit over and over again.
Right. Okay, 5:9. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan.
Canaan. Oh, I thought maybe he's fucking Canaan. The other what? No. 5:10. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 850 years. 15 years, and begat sons and daughters. Again.
5:11. And all of the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died.
5:12. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Machalah.
And 5:13. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalil.
Oh, Mahala.
840 years and begat sons and daughters.
That just shows you the patriarchs are, again. 5:14. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years and he died.
This would be a lot more interesting with porn music.
Yes, it would.
5:15. And Mahalalil lived 65 years and begat Jared.
5:16. And Mahala. Isn't it Mahala or Mahalo?
I don't know. Mahalalil.
Mahalalioleo lived and begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters.
5:17. And all of the days of Mahalalil were 895 years and he died.
Yeah, apparently Mahalalil lived 895 years. I mean, that's like. See, these are all these weird. How long people live thing there.
I know.
Then how many sons, and doesn't say, they just said they had sons and daughters. Doesn't say how many. I think this is their way of saying this is how the population increased, because they had sons and daughters. And they lived for so long, they just had sons and daughters until they fucking died.
Or they died fucking.
They died, probably died fucking, yeah. They probably died. Fucking and Jared and 518 and Jared lived in a lived 162 years and begot Enoch. Well, apparently, what's Jared doing there? I thought he was in jail. Sorry, I should not have referenced that point. My bad. I apologize.
519 and Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters.
520 and all the days of Jared were 962 years. When did you say 962 years? instead of saying 962 and 2 years, just say 162 years. That's it. And then he died.
521 and Enoch lived 65 years. Oh, he was a little thing, and begat Methuselah.
There's Methuselah.
Yep.
65 years. Shh. Must not have been on the diet that Jared was on. Sorry. 522 and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Now he's walking. What does he walked with God? Now we're talking about God having legs and things again, I guess. God shows up after all this fucking. It's like, where's God been all this time? He just sits back and is like, yeah, I'll watch all these people fuck. Oh, yeah, that looks like fun. Whoa. Wish I had somebody to fuck. Yeah. I could turn myself.
What?
I don't know. I'm just trailing off.
Sorry, Enoch already is one of the younger people to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'd read 523, and all of the days Enoch were 365 years.
Again, just say 365.
You so don't he have to... was actually pretty young.
Yeah. Let's see here. The little notation on here says he lives 365 years before he was taken alive by God. So, or maybe that's what they said when he walked with God, because 300 years. And then he died, but he came back? I don't understand.
Well, I think it's in the next verse here.
Yeah, that's 524. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So that's... he's walking with God. Now, because I've heard people say that when someone dies, it's that they're walking with God. You know, that's the, you know, the common euphemism for someone dying. They're walking with God now. But it seems like he died twice in this. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. Maybe one of our listeners will say, you know, you're reading it wrong. And I'm reading the context it is. And it's fucking messed up.
Why did he get special treatment?
Yeah, why? Yeah, did he just give God a blowjob, paid him off, you know, gave him a little... killed something for me, like, kill something for me. God, Enoch's like, oh, you want something killed? I'll do it for you. Yeah, you see that sheep over there? I kill it for you. Yeah. Just bring it on. I'll bring you the sheep. Shh. Don't tell anybody. it's a secret.
Yes.
Where did we leave off? I kind of trailed into it.
Okay, 525. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech.
Lamech. Lamech.
Sure.
I think it's Lamech. Lamech, whatever. And 526. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters.
527. And all of the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died.
528. Oh, I'm sorry. it feels like it's been 528 now.
I know.
And Lamech lived an 182 years and begat a son. In 182 years, you had one kid. You're not trying hard enough. Somebody give that guy a porn. I'm just saying, give him a porn. Say, hey. This is how you do it. I think the first one was just accidental. You know, he just had one because it was kind of like, I'm sorry. I had premature ejaculation. I don't know what happened. You know, I'm just like.
Maybe they were into oral sex. I don't know. sodomy came from somewhere, right? Like God gets so pissed off about it. 5:29, and he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed.
Oh man, this is what they were building up to. This was the first name in here we can actually pronounce, because it's like it's really easy. I mean, everybody can say Noah. Even it doesn't matter what country you're from, you could probably say the word Noah. But all these other ones are like they got like 10,000 fucking letters in their name. No one can spell anything because no one has any working knowledge of an alphabet at this point. But yeah,
they were probably just sounds that people made. I don't know.
Yeah, I won't tell you the very racist joke that my ex-wife told me one time. On that racist note, we have to get out of here because our time is up for the day. But we want you to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/ABANW podcast, and if you want to donate a little to the show to keep this podcast afloat, you can go over to patreon.com/ABANDNW. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ABANDNW. Visit our blog page over at ABANDNW.wordpress.com. And if you have any questions, just can email them to us. We're hate comments, death threats, whatever, you know, we'll take them all. and send those over to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And check out our main show at Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And please remember to rate the show on iTunes. If you're listening from iTunes, leave us 5 stars and leave a review on the show. If you hate the show, you like the show, just tell us. Let us know what you think of the show. And we'll be back next time with The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.